From Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time NFL champs, it's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
And welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show. Larry McCarron is here. I'm Lance Allen. And please welcome the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy. Mike, you have plenty more to play for. I don't know how much you can reflect upon it, but sixth consecutive year that you've made the postseason. That ties a franchise record. What does that mean to you to have extended football and make the playoffs once again?
I guess it means we've been a pretty good football team the last 6 years. I think it's really just a credit to our program, you know, our players, just the consistency year in and year out. And you really, really have to start with the organization. The organization's always given us the resources to be successful. So, you know, it's something we're proud of, but the reality is we have a lot of work in front of us.
Well, let's take a look at the work behind you right now, Mike. And the headline act coming out of the Tampa game had to be your defense. 3 points, 109 yards, 7 sacks, 1.1 a carry. I mean, those numbers are incredible.
It was outstanding. It was clearly our best performance of the year. Just, you know, established early. Wanted to stop the run, which obviously we did a great job of, and get after the quarterback. So, I mean, 7 sacks, relentless pressure, and really had our hands on a couple balls, too. So, I mean, it was a huge day, and just dominated, you know, from the start of the game all the way through to the end.
Now, offensively, Mike, you had to deal with it last year, but does your heart ever go into your throat when you see Aaron Rodgers get hit early in the game and you realize he's hurting a little bit?
Definitely. I mean, it's your quarterback. It's the most important position on your football team, and happened early. And you know, he's been struggling with the flu the last couple of days. So it probably affected me more than anybody, just as far as the play calling and so forth. But you know, he's sore today, and I think he'll be fine for this week.
You know what was cool about the way he approached that game with grit, and you mentioned being sick, is he's got the football player mentality. There's days you can't afford to be sick, and you just go out there.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, you knew he was going to play. That was never in question. But that's as, you know, that's about as rough as I've seen him at practice. I mean, you've been at practice, and anytime you see your quarterback keel over in between plays, it's not a good sign. So,
Larry mentioned the defense. Morgan Burnett, extremely active, 10 tackles, tackle for loss. What was he seeing that he was in the backfield seemingly all day long?
I mean, Morgan's an excellent player. I mean, he's definitely you know, one of our leaders back there, not only a job responsibility, but now with his presence. You know, obviously voted playoff captain, which I think is huge. I think it really lets everybody from the outside give a little better look into our locker room, the kind of credibility that he has as a man and a football player.
Going back to the offense, Mike, piled up well over 400 yards, but didn't score a lot of points. Is finishing off drives kind of on the list of things to do this week?
Well, not really, frankly. I mean, you know, it's, you know, I look at the two red zone drives. You know, the goal line series, you know, the third down call, frankly, I wish I had back. It wasn't a very good call, just based on what they had done on second down. But you know, so that you know, they didn't get any points out of there. So, really, what we were dealing with and just the way we played it, you know, I was fine with it. I mean, obviously, we felt we could have scored more than 20 points, but I don't think it's anything that we have to really continue to work on. I mean, we work each and every week on the situations, and you know, we're really focused. This is a different defense we're playing this week, Detroit to Tampa, just clearly from the, you know, the design of it and the approach of it. So, we really just kind of moved on to make sure we're ready for those guys.
Eddie Lacy, since the bye week, 5.3 yards per carry. Sometimes you see running backs go the other way, but he has fresh legs, not tired legs. How impressed are you, Mike, with the training program and everything that you have, that this guy is playing some of his best football at the end of the year when other guys are getting tired?
I mean, Eddie's a year better, clearly, in all aspects of his game. I mean, you just look at his strength and conditioning, just the fact that he plays all three downs. Mm-hmm. I think he's running the ball a lot better this year than last year, and I think it just comes from experience. Our line, our whole run blocking unit, tight ends and line involved are a lot more in sync. So I just think you're seeing everything mesh together, and he's having a heck of a year.
Mike, last week you made some news when you announced you had elected playoff captains before you had actually clinched the playoff spot. Could you talk about that a little bit? It seems to have worked just fine.
Well, I was just trying to, you know, change the subject from the Buffalo loss. I was getting tired of it, so I figured I'd change it up a little bit. But, no, it was just, You know, playoff captains is really a big deal. I mean, it's clearly, especially the way our approach to captains, you know, we have weekly captains, so we never really vote on, you know, captains till the playoffs. And I just felt that the timing was right. Actually, you know, it was a couple of players, we were in conversation, and it came up in a conversation. You know, I really wanted to recognize these individuals, and I think it was definitely the right thing to do.
99 wins, Mike, and I know, once again, you have a lot more football to play, but you pass Lombardi for second on the all-time Packers list. At this point, with the century mark nearby, what does it mean to you to have that many wins?
Well, I think you win 100 games in the National Football League. That says a lot. But, you know, that's not really things you think about, especially as young as I am, Lance.
I'm not pushing you out the door. You got a long way to go.
Well, I appreciate it.
All right, next up, our special guest, John Kuhn. You're watching The Mike McCarthy Show.